Earnest Study Produces True Conversion, April 18. Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. NKJV. Born of the sons of Aaron, Ezra, in addition to his priestly training, had acquired a familiarity with the writings of the magicians, the astrologers, and the so-called wise men of the Medo-Persian realm. But he was not satisfied with his spiritual condition. He longed to be in full harmony with God, he longed for wisdom to carry out God's will. And so he prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it. This led him to apply himself diligently to a study of the history of God's people, as given in the writings of Old Testament prophets and kings. He was impressed by the Spirit of God to search the historical and poetical books of the Bible, to learn why the Lord had permitted Jerusalem to be destroyed, and his people to be carried captive into a heathen land. Ezra gave special study to the experiences of God's chosen people, from the time the promise was made to Abraham, to the deliverance from Egyptian bondage and the Exodus. He studied the instruction given them at the foot of Mount Sinai, and throughout the long period of the wilderness wandering. As he learned more and still more concerning God's dealings with his children, and began to realize how sacred was the law given at Sinai, Ezra's heart was stirred as never before. He experienced a new and thorough conversion, and determined to master the records of Old Testament history, that he might use this knowledge, not for selfish purposes, but to bring blessing and light to his people. Some of the prophecies were about to be fulfilled. He would search diligently for the light that had been obscured. Ezra took pains with his studies. He endeavored to gain a heart preparation for the work he believed was appointed him. He sought God earnestly, that he might be a workman of whom his Lord would not be ashamed. He searched out the words that had been written concerning the duties of God's denominated people, and he found the solemn pledge made by the Israelites, that they would obey the words of the Lord, and the pledge that God, in return, had made, promising them his blessing as a reward of obedience.